Kedai, over here, the presentation today. I wish I could make it, but I actually have something I need to do. But it'll be helpful now, and I think we'll discuss it when we do Maka. Okay, so we are up to Bedikos and Shivanakiyam. Mishnah Samaches on the base says, Azava, Azava Shivadku Atzman, Yom Rishon Umatsu Tahor. Yom Shvi Umatsu Tahor. Bishar Kol Yamim Lo Badku. So I did a Bedika on 1 and 7, presumably also having done a Hefsek Tara. We're going to call Hefsek Taras zeros for purposes of clarity. So you did a Bedika on 0, 1, and 7. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Harayel B'cheskas Tahara. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Enlam Ela Yom Harishon V'yom HaShvi'i Belvad. So they have 2 out of 7. Rabbi Yeshua thinks that they don't need to be Ritzufin. He'd agree that if you actually saw blood in the middle, so that would be a stira. But here there's nothing seen in the middle, but for the date count, you have to have done B'dika. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Enlam Ela Yom HaShvi'i Belvad, Sarch Sfurin Lefaneinu. So therefore, you each and every day, you must do a bedika, and if you don't, so then you start again. And then the Gemara has a shaila within the view of Rabbi Lazar, who says 1 and 7. First of all, the Gemara says that we paskan like Rabbi Lazar. That's the Gemara Dazan in the base. Then we have a question within Rabbi Lazar's view. What's the din? Ibailahu zav zav shabbat kuatzmi yom rishon vi yom shmini umatzu tahor sharkol yamim loy badku leRabbi Lazar mahu. So she did 0, 1, 8. Rav Amar Tchilasan Afushin Sofan. Sofan Afushin Tchilasan. So that means it's good. So clearly that means 0 and 7 would work. The question is, do you need 0, 1 or 0, 1, 8? In other words, the Gemara's original Shaila was about 0, 1, 8. And Rav says Tchilasan Afushin Sofan. So should that be understood as even 0, 1 is good? Or no? You need 0, 1, 8, and we'll see later. That's probably a machlokas. An interesting question. If either Tchilasan or Sofan works, why'd the Mishnah say 1 and 7? But Rabbi Chanina disagrees. Rabbi Chanina says Tchilasan b'Sofan ba'inan, and therefore it's invalid. What's the idea? Is this simply, the simple understanding is you need both tchila and sof. Let's say you did 0, 1, 3, it would be invalid. But there are those, we'll see, who seem to emphasize that the Ikra point is that there not be 5 days without a bedika, and the implications of that, we'll get back to that a little bit later. The Lashon Beis Yosef is sort of interesting in Sifat that when you do a bedik on day 1 and 7, it's ki'ilu you are bode kol yom. What does that suggest? What's the reason why you need tchilas and misofan? Is it just because, like we said, you can't have 5 days without a bedika, or is it because you need a type of sphira or the like? So we will investigate that as well. Let's investigate that first. So what I want to do is go a little bit out of order and discuss Chorin V'Stakim. Chorin V'Stakim is really Sivav, but when we look at the Rishonim on Chorin V'Stakim, I mean, I think that they're very telling in terms of why you need Bedikos Shivanikim in the first place. What's the logic between these Bedikos? So we're going to go a little bit out of order, but we'll get back to other questions related to Siftalim. So we'll start with the Ravid over here. The Ravid writes that there are 3 types of bedikos that are chalukos umizu. The first one is what we call kinuach. And where do we find kinuach having significance halachically? So we saw that for shalosh nashim shayushenos b'mita achas v'nimtza al adam, that if one of them did a bedika shir vases, and let's say was temeya, so then she saves the other two. And in Matzah Tahora, then she saves herself, and the other two are still Asuros Misafik. And what does that mean, Shir Vases? So the Gemara explains, well, you can't actually do a Bedika Shir Vases. There's not enough time. So rather, what it means is Kinuach. So that's the first type of Bedika. It's not actually, it's what he calls a Bedika's Kinuach. The second type of kinua, bedika, is bedika space achitzon. Right? What is that? The Rashba, right? Ravid writes, bedika space achitzon v'humakom shasham shdash. In other words, an internal examination, but without chorin v'stakin. And one of the things that hopefully you could discuss with Rabbi Dr. Shabtai today is, what does chorin v'stakin mean? Because one of the odd things that doctors will tell you is that we don't know what exactly these chorin v'stakin are. There aren't cracks and crevices in the vaginal canal. It's smooth, the type of skin. It's sort of, I've been told by doctors, it's similar sort of like to the inside of your mouth, that type of tissue. So what are the chorin v'stakin that we're talking about? Interesting question. Generally assumed it means to sort of go all around as opposed to just going in and out. That's a general assumption, but maybe you could talk to the doctor about that. Ask him if he has any insights. It's actually very good that we're doing the anatomy this right now, because we're going to, when we talk about chorin v'stakin and also ad makom shasham ishdash, so that's going to be a very important question, how far in you could go, and where does the rechem begin, or the makor begin, and the prosdor end. So that's going to come up in our siman, and I think today, I imagine you'll be talking about that as well, at least from the biological aspect of that child, but probably also the halachic. Okay, so we have bedika without chorin v'stakin, right? It's ad makom, or makom shasham ishdash. It doesn't say ad. The Beis Yosef quotes it as saying ad, but most of the Kisvei Yad, or all the Kisvei Yad, don't say ad, which is going to be significant, though we'll get to that a little bit later. So, and the Shlishis, and so the Ravid concludes that this type of bedika is enough for Lahatir Shalabaila, for Shibinikiyim, for Asatara. And then there's the third type of bedika, Chorin v'stakin. What is that for? So the Gemara, where do we find Chorin v'stakin? And why do we think that it's not necessary Labaila? So the answer is we find Chorin v'stakin in a context of Taros. The Gemara says on Daf Hamad Aleph, Eid Shalifnei Atashmish Enu Memai Kipkida. Mai Taima. Mipnei Shehabodekes Levesa Enu Machnes Chorin v'stakin. I'm reading the Ravid's citation of the Gemara. Enu Machnes Chorin v'stakin, says the Ravid. So what does that mean? Gemara says that we know, not generally speaking, a woman would be Tamea L'mafreya, either me'es leis or mepkida lepkida. So she'll be tamei lemafrei for 24 hours. But if she did a bedika, you know, 8 hours ago, so then she'll, and the bedika was good, she'll still be tamei lemafrei until 8 hours ago. Fine. What about women, at least women who are oichos b'taros, would do a bedika for lifnei tashmish? And we'll have a whole chance, Simon, to talk about when do you have to do a bedika lifnei tashmish and whether we need to. But certainly there were times when we're doing bedikas lifnei tashmish. So whoever there says that, you know what? The bedika that she does lifnei tashmish is not memait mipkida lipkida. In other words, if she did bedika lifnei tashmish 8 hours ago, and it was a good bedika, and then she sees dam, we'll bring her back 24 hours or to the last proper bedika. Why not? Why don't we rely on this bedika? Because nashim are mehumos lebeisa, they're excited about having tashmish, they might rush a little bit. And ein machnesas l'chorin v'stakin, she's not going to do a bedika chorin v'stakin. Ad kan gemara. Now the gemara can be understood in a couple of ways. One way to understand the gemara, and this is the view of many rishonim, is that of course she should do chorin v'stakin. You should always do chorin v'stakin. Whenever we require a bedika, we require chorin v'stakin. But she's going to be rushed, and we're not going to trust her to have done a proper bedika. But of course, l'chatchila, she should have. Or alternatively, we'll say, because Muma Labesa, we'll let her get away with this here. But generally speaking, no. However, the Ravid understood the Gemara saying, no, of course, Nashim Sitkanios, of course they're doing the right thing. And what the Gemara is basically telling us is that, yeah, to be Matir Tashmish, in other words, Bedika Lifnei Tashmish, that doesn't require Chon Mistakim. And therefore, what that teaches us is whenever it comes to Issa Labaila, we're going to get away with Chon Mistakim. No need to, sorry, we're going to get away without Chorin v'stakin. There's no need to do Chorin v'stakin. And when it's a bedika for Taros, that's when we need Chorin v'stakin. That's why to be mamayiv from kida b'kida, you need bedikas far v'stakin. But to be matir tashmish, so it's enough to just have a bedik without far v'stakin. You need makom shasham mishtash, but not har v'stakin. Then the Rashba quotes, Yesh Misha Omer, that you always need Bidukas Chon Rastak and Latil Baila, right? But his conclusion is Lahakel, Mistavra Kalishnakama, that you don't need Chon Rastak and only for Taros. Why? So this is a very fascinating line. Well, why should it be, right? And this is very perplexing. After all, there should be no reason why Baila should be more Kal. If anything, Baila should be more Chomor, Simi Sarkaris. We, in fact, saw some Rishonim, when we did the Beis Yosef, brought this possibility up in Simon Kuf Sadi Aleph, that if anything, Baila is more Chamor. Okay, more Chamor, equally Chamor. Why less Chamor? So that would need a Raya. So the Ravid brings us a Raya, but he doesn't, and then he brings us an analogy, but didn't tell us a Tam. So this is what he writes. So again, Mistabra to be Mako. Nikevan Shekilu al Abadika, Shafilu Bishnaim Lanidasa, Bad ka'atzma umatza tahar, harehi b'cheskas tahayra. Alma b'bedika kol dehu sakila. Says, well, look at this. We know, we paskin, that if you do a bedika on the second day of your yomei nida, so that's good enough. You don't do a bedika on the seventh day, or even the seventh day, samach l'mincha. It's enough to do a bedika day two. So if you could do it, if a nida could do a bedika day two, so it makes sense you don't need chag v'stakin. B'chaira, these lines are perhaps like what was one thing have to do with the other? We find epis one kula, which has nothing to do with anything, and now we're going to say so you don't need chag v'stakin. So there, naturally, Balamor jumps on him for making this analogy. Vani omer she'en b'zeh shum raya. Shein, in other words, we have no, not necessarily right from the Gemara, because the Gemara might just indicate that she was acting too hastily. And then the raya that the Ravid brought from the fact that we allowed the Nida to do a B'dika Yom Sheni, that's not a raya. Shein's a kal shekilu b'dika, el kalu shekilu achar b'dika. This is not a kula dika b'dika, which is what the Ravid is advocating. This is for a kula dika Hanaga after the bedika. In other words, yes, one, you do a perfectly good bedika on day two with Chayim V'stakin, so we'll assume, Mayana Sassam, there's no need to do any further bedikos. Uliyolim bedika, yafe ba'inan, b'chol makom, shesricha bedika. Anytime you need a bedika, you need a bedika yafe, which means Chayim V'stakin. And then, chutz mi'eich alifnei tash mishmanei shilun beis. It doesn't mean that like Rashi says that there they made a special dispensation, but anytime you need a bedika, other times, you need a proper bedika. So what in the world did the Ravid think? Why did he think that this was a raya? Why did he think this was a raya? So this is the pshat. The pshat is, well, why is it that we're makel on day two? Let's think about that for a moment. Like, why don't we require bedik on day seven of the Yemei Nida or even samach l'mincha? Presumably the answer is that we assume that she's not going to see forever, right? We don't expect her. Yes, it's true. Mayana sa pasuach. Yes, it's true. Cheskasa roa. But this is not a chazaka that we anticipate lasting for a long time. We know she's going to stop. This is expected. Similar, actually, to what Tosus says in the beginning of Gittin, right? She's not becheskas roa. That's why Tosus thinks that even though there's normally no nemanas for neidachad bisu and keneged chazaka, but there's no chazaka she's going to be roa. Right, just because she started, doesn't expect her, you know, we expect it to stop. So good enough to do day two. So he's saying, right, that if that's true, so also Bedika Kaldu is enough to show us that she stopped. Maybe the pshat is that what does a Bedika Kaldu do? In other words, a Bedika without Chon V'stakin, and it tells us that right now she's not bleeding. Right? L'chora does that. It's Makom Shasham Mishdash. So Bedika does tell us right now she isn't bleeding. And that's good enough. We know right now she isn't bleeding. Since we didn't expect her to keep on bleeding forever, then if right now she's not bleeding, so we could assume she stopped and we don't need more. So if so, we have an interesting question though. So it makes a lot of sense why you wouldn't need Chon V'stakin for Lahatir L'Baila, and that B'dikas Yom Sheni is evidence of that, why would Taros be different? After all, like we said, Taros are more chamor, be'etzem. So it could be Taros are more chamor, be'etzem. We did see that possibility. And we do see examples, at least according to some Rishonim, that yeah, Taros, we always have a higher standard. It might, the Isser might not be more chamor fundamentally, but Taros, we always have a higher standard. And that could be the pshat. But it could be that we could say a more lumdish pshat. This is based on an idea that is found in Chukas Rabbi Kiv Eger, Madur Kamas, and in Samach Tzini Makaros. Rabbi Eger basically says that it's not because of the fund, he's not specifically addressing this point, but the point that he says will help answer this question, that it's not the pshat that Taros are more chamor. The pshat is that we're looking for something different in Taros. In Taros, we're trying to figure out not just about the present, but about the past. Because after all, she might have touched something in the past. That's why we have a concept of Tamil Mafreya for Taros. As opposed to a Bedika Lahatir Labaila. Labaila, we don't care anything about the past. The past is irrelevant. All we want to know is right now, is she Mutaras or Asura. So what does Chorm V'Stakin do? So as we said before, Bedika without Chorm V'Stakin, at least according to the Ravid, tells us she's not bleeding now. And if she's not bleeding now, presumably, she's not going to bleed in a minute from now, because we don't expect this to go on. So that's why, for Lahatir Labaila, without Chorm V'Stakin, it's perfectly good. For Taros, we don't want to just know whether she's not bleeding now. We want to, well, what about 5 minutes ago? What about 10 minutes ago? What Chorm V'Stakin do is they tell us a little bit about the history as well. Chorm V'Stakin will say, let's say you did a bedika without Chorm V'Stakin. So that tells us right now she's not bleeding. But maybe a minute ago she was bleeding. 5 minutes ago she was bleeding. What does Chorm V'Stakin do? Now we're going to go all around in the cracks and crevices. So Dam doesn't stay in the Tzavar Rechem forever, right? It will eventually go out. An interesting question, how long it presumably stays. Is it 24 hours? Is it 12 hours? It's a discussion or whatever it is. What Chorm V'Stakin does is it tells us, well, actually, probably, if it comes out clean, she hasn't been bleeding for a while. Because if she was bleeding 5 minutes ago, we would have expected to find something in the Chorm V'Stakin as well. That's not relevant for, let's say, Hafsek Tahara, or Labaila in general. And therefore, it's not needed. And right, I'll just read you what Lashon Kiv Eger, a little bit. V'ames zeh b'pashut yesh liyashev d'b'taros chashinan sham adam. Chorm V'Stakin tells us information that's really irrelevant for us when she's doing Hafsek Tahara, Lahatira Labaila, but for Taros, at least some of the time, is very relevant, right? Let's say she's doing a Bedika, and, you know, let's even say first she's Tahara. We don't want to just know right now she's not bleeding. We want to know whether she was bleeding 5-10 minutes ago, right? Nafka Mina, if, you know, for the Taros that she touched, or if she has to be Shomer Siyom, right? She saw something 5 minutes ago, or the like. Whereas for Tahara Labaila, Hafsek Tahara, we know she was bleeding 5 minutes ago, or 10 minutes ago, or, you know, 2 hours ago, or whatever. That's not relevant. Vanu Rotzim Leida Rak, the Pasach HaMakor Milazuv, Feina Roe Ata. So that is the conceptual difference, or the goal, the difference between Chorm V'Stakin and not. Chorm V'Stakin tells us about right now. Sorry, non-Chorm V'Stakin tells us right now. Chorm V'Stakin tells us about the past. And therefore, Labaila, it's good enough to have right now. So that's clear for Hafsek Tahara. What about for the Shivan Nakiya? Maybe there you'd say you should also try to find out about the past. So yes, you might have said that, but the Rashbas, the Ravid holds, not that way. And that's part of what the Ravid is teaching us from Nida. She has a bedikah on days two. We don't assume she started again, right? Once she stopped, we assume she stopped. He could have said, okay, maybe how could you prove from Nida to Zava? That's a good point. It's a point that we'll see that the Balmoral challenge, we'll get back to that. But the Ravid thinks, no, that shows us that once you stopped, you stopped. Ah, you'll say, what's the point of the Bedikos of Shevinikim then? I mean, we already think you stopped. The Rebbe Kivikar says, maybe we would say, Mikol Mako Mikri Sfira. That's for Sfira. Kevan de Mifareres Rega Achas, Shena Raos, Achshav, Shuv, Mafsicha L'chol Yom, Bechaz Kastara, Kevan Shifar Paska, B'tar Mikoda. Yeah, so maybe the four, again, we're going to elaborate more on what we mean when we say that the Bedikos took Shevinikim for Sfira. But where do we know Bedikos Shevinikim? Presumably the Safrala. Safrala says, don't just, you know, rely on the chazaka that was created by the Hefsek Tara. So somehow or another, it has to be further verified or validated or something like that. And for that, Svira, all we need is to check and see at this moment she wasn't bleeding. Yeah, I mean, would Chorva Stuckin tell us more relevant information, I suppose, but it's not really needed. Because once we know she stopped, then that's good enough. All you need Svira. Svira could be Mekuyim by knowing that at this instant she's not bleeding, and that's good enough. That's the shot of the Ravid, as explained, based off of Rebbe Jaeger. Oh. So, okay, yeah.
But why wouldn't we rely on the Bedikah of Neitashmish?
The Bedikah of Neitashmish told us that at a moment before Tashmish, she wasn't bleeding. But she still, it doesn't tell us, it's not enough to be made from Kida Mukida. So if you have to go back. Now, again, I still think probably that even according to this point of the Ravid slash Rebbe Jaeger, it's not that this is true every single time for Taros, but many times for Bedikos and Taros, which he's doing anyway from a state of Tara. So it's really not just about the current moment, but about the past. So in order to be Memait, Mepkida Lepkida, then you need to not just know about one moment, but to go all the way back to the Bedika. And that's why you need Chorma Stuckin. That's what he's saying. Again, that's Rebbe Jaeger's theory. It's not explicit in the Ravid, but that could be what he holds. Okay, so the Rashba and the Ramban don't like this Ravid, but they come to different conclusions, which are going to tell us something very significant about the way they view Hefsek Tara and Bedikos Shevinikim. The Ramban basically says, well, for Hefsek Tara, I'm going to require Bedikah Gemurah, but meaning Chorma Stuckin, but not for Bedikos Shevinikim. And the Rashba says, no, there should be no difference if you require it for Hefsek Tara. You should always require it, and therefore all Bedikos Shevinikim and Hefsek Tara always need Chorma Stuckin. And indeed, we don't paskin like this Ravid. Though it is worth noting that the Noda Yehuda, cited in Pisach Shudasif Katan Tess, points out that there are other Rishonim, he says Harbe Rishonim, that are Megel, not to require Chorma Stuckin. These include the Rambam, the Rif, mostly Raya from Omission, and the Diuk also. The Noda Yehuda thinks it's compelling because there are many times in the Gemara that it says Kinuach, B'makom, that you need Bedika, right? In other words, right, the Gemara refers to Bedika, and it says, oh, well, this is actually Kinuach. So that suggests you don't actually need, when we say Bedika, we don't require Chorma Stuckin. The Shulchan Aruch, Beis Yosef, certainly conclude that the Ravid's wrong, but we will see that some poskim, being bolstered by the Noda Yehuda, consider that maybe Rishas Avchak, it's a position that we'll take into account, especially after the Hefsek Tara, where you don't just have the Ravid Shita and the Rambam and the Rif, but you also have the Ramban. Okay, so let's turn to the Ramban. So the place where the Rishonim, the Rashba and the Ramban both clearly explicate their view, though they do it in other places as well, is on the Gemara and Daf Hei, on the Ramban and the Rashba, both in Daf Hei. So the Ramban first quotes the Ravid, and he writes like this, Lufi Asvara, Yesh Lahachriya, Shebedikas ha-hafsaka shehi mala osa mituma letahara umotzi osa mechazaka lechazaka tzrichalios bedika meulash enachareya alav safik. Aval, bedikas ha-shiva kevan shekvar paska lahamida bechezkasa bebedika kaldu sagya dafi lo bad kaklal ala b'shas hafsaka uvesof shiva tohara. Right, we paskin like Rav Hilkach Lakula Kedivei Ravid Zal Uval Nefesh Oyakubkach. Says the Ramban, look, clearly for him, it would seem that the difference between Chornestakin versus not Chornestakin isn't necessarily the Lumdus or Rivager. Rather, Chornestakin is Bedika Meula. It's a higher quality Bedika. And without Chornestakin, it's a low quality Bedika. It tells us some information, but it's not a Bedika Meula. She'ena achareha alav safek. Good. Makes sense. So, says for Efsek Tara, you need a Bedika Meula. Best possible Bedika. Or maybe not a Moch, but a grade A Bedika. Why? Because what are we trying to do for a Moch? We're trying to change her from Chazak al Chazak. Mosi Osami Chazak al Chazak. Meaning to say, Kod Bedika, what is she? She's Bechazkas Raya. After the Bedika, what is she? She's Bechazkas Enoi Rawa. Right? This would be true both for Nidan and Zava. So the Hefsek Tara changes her Chazaka. And therefore, it needs to be Bedika Meula. What about Bedika Shebedikiyam? Nah. What are they to do? What is their goal? The goal there is Lahamida Bechazkasa. And therefore, Bedika Chodusagi. Meaning to say, the goal of Bedika of Hefsek Tara versus the goal of Bedika Shebedikiyam are very, very different. One is to be Motzi Osam Echazkasa Lechazkasa. One is Lahamida Bechazkasa. Right? So perhaps, like we said, according to the Ravid, could be, and we'll see perhaps further evidence of this, that even Hefsek Tara is not really lahotzia mecheskasa lecheskasa, because she doesn't even really have a full-fledged cheskas raya. And that's why the Ravid proves that from the fact that we think day two is good enough. Your Ramban is saying no. No, absolutely not. Until you do the Hefsek Tara, full-fledged cheskas raya. Full-fledged. However, once you did your Hefsek Tara, so you're Adurabi, Recheska Shena Rawa. Ah, if you're Recheska Shena Rawa, so then a Bedika called who is enough. Good. Now let's look at the Rashba, and then we'll try to figure out what they're arguing about. Rashba first goes to Ravid, then he goes to Ramban, and then he says, Gamzeinu Maspik Ladati, the Kevan, Shafata Matsuicha Bedika, be Mesirasa. Once you're going to require her to have a Bedika. Okay, yeah, are they Betchila or Besof, or maybe even in the middle. But we know if she doesn't do Bedika, what is she? She could say, oh, well, she wasn't Makan Sfurin, right? No, Sira. No, says the Rashba. She's Becheskas Tuma. Afatamat Vicha Bedika, Bechol Makom, Shemitama Bo. Demau Yuzu Bechatzi Bedika. What is a half a Bedika going to help you? Imata Choshishla. Afa Bishop Sumitara. If you think, why do you need a Bedika? Maybe actually Mayana is still Pasua. She did have Sektara. No. There's no guarantee. Hefsek Tara isn't a guarantee. So what is the goal of Bedikos? Right? What's clear from the Rashba is that the Rashba thinks, not disagrees with the Ramban. Ramban said that the Hefsek Tara succeeds in making her Bechezkas Taira, he actually says, but meaning Bechezkas Shena Roa. It's not actually Taira until she goes to the mikveh 7 days later, but Bechezkas Shena Roa. It succeeds. A Hefsek. So why do you need Shivaniki and Bedikos? For some other reason. Lahachzik Cheskasa, Lamida Bechezkasa. But we don't really, it's to be Maimida Chazaka. It's not the Pshat that we're really Chayshish for down. Says the Rashba Mapitom. The reason why you need to do Bedika Shevinikiyim is because, clearly, if the Torah said, let's assume the Torah said it for now, we'll talk about later as the Reis of Rabbanan, but it would be the same thing if the Chachamim said it. If the Chachamim said, you need a Bedika, well, why are you doing a Bedika? It must be because you think, actually, she hasn't stopped. So that's why you need Shevinikiyim, especially maybe for Zava. So you think she hasn't stopped. So therefore, what does a half a Bedika help you? Right? And he writes at Lashon. He says, "V'imloy bad kaklal harei hi becheskas tuma." Not like the Ramban said. Ramban said after Hefsek Tara, she's not becheskas tuma. He says the Rashba after Hefsek Tara, she's still becheskas tuma. How do I know? Because you require bedikos. Why else would you require bedikos? And therefore, it doesn't make any sense. You know, if you need a bedika, it means you're choshish for dam. If you're choshish for dam, so zil chosh b'chorin v'starkin. Right? Why? What's the logic? If anything, what's the places that are maimid the dam, right, that prevent it from falling out? It's the chayim v'zaken. That should be the most important place to check. Why? Because there's a chashash dam. At least that's what the Torah is telling us when it requires you need bedikos. So really, what are they arguing about? Right? They're arguing about what does the Hefsek Tara do? Right? Does it enter Chazaka? I think you can actually say two Mahalchim in the way to understand the Machlokas, Ravid Rashba Ramban. I'll say one more about Richos, and maybe I'll be, if there's time, I'll be Miramis to a second Mahalich. So the more straightforward Mahalich is that they're all arguing basically about what the nature of the Cheskas Rawa is. And their views on what the nature of the Cheskas Ra'a is leads them to their three differing opinions about Chorin V'Stakin. According to the Ravid, so the very fact that Anida could be Bodekes, B'yom Sheni L'Riyasa, shows us that she's not really B'Cheskas Ra'a. And therefore, there's no need for Chorin V'Stakin. That's exactly what he says. You don't need Chorin V'Stakin because we allow B'dika on day two. And if she was B'cheskes Ra'a, we wouldn't allow B'dika on day two. Now, it is significant that he's learning from Zava, Nida to Zava. As you could have said, okay, Bishlama by Nida, that's true, but maybe not by Zava. But you look, first of all, that Tosis in the beginning of Gittin, he also assumes it's the same. I mean, actually, one of the interesting things about that Tosis is it's very hard to figure out which he's talking about, Nida or Zava, because he says the Raya is from Nida, and he quotes the pasuk about Zava and the like. So they're both true. They're both basically, clearly, Bechezka Sheina Rawa Tamid. Even by the Zava. And the Ravid is Lashitaso in some other places over here, in terms of our ability to learn from Nida to Zava, and specifically to learn from the fact that we let a Nida get away with a B'dik on day two. Where else do we see it? So we'll see it a little bit later on in this siman, because like this, the Ravid has the following shaila. Rav says, we know you need a bedika, let's say paskin like Rav, so one or seven, right? What about three? So the Ravid says, well, the Gemara doesn't say anything about that. So there's no raya. So I'll tell you what I think. I think from the fact that you could do a bedika on day two, right, by the Nida. The Nida could do her Hefsek Tara on day two. So Huadin, you could do a bedika on day, in the middle of the day, let's say day three of the Shemini Kiyum, right? That's what he says, right? Mustaba l'kula shamei shaninu behefsek anida nida shebatka atzma b'yom shvi'i shachres u'matza tahor achar shiv asayamim batka matza tamei arei b'cheskes tahora. Acha baya bedika. Acha zayinu labe bedika z'emtza. Acha nami zayinu labe bedika z'emtza. Balmor, there too, asks, what are you talking about? How could you prove anything from Nida to Zava, right? Vanu tmei mizeh, tema gadol, ma raya bedikas nida hakala, le bedikas azava chamura. Shizu eina tzricha ela hafrashas tara, bein hashmashas belvad, vizu tzricha shivinakim. In other words, what does the Balmor say? Balmor is saying that, look, the Torah says you need Shevinikim, right? Which you don't need for Nida. Oh, why is the Torah tell? What's the, almost like the time of the Krah, right? Well, what's the reason why the Torah says that? Clearly, that shows us that even though she's done a Hefsek Tara, maybe Taka, it's not done. So you need Shevinikim, whatever Shevinikim entails, whatever B'dikos are required, whatever that means, right? In other words, the fact that she did a Hefsek Tara doesn't actually show us she's done. So, but by Nida, not true. Nida doesn't require Shivnikiyim. So therefore, B'dika Day 2 is good enough. So what is the Baal Rav going to say? I disagree. That even by Zava and even by Nida, there's no Cheska Shetei Ra'a Tamid. And in both cases, once you've done a Hefsek Tara, so you assume she stopped. And in both cases, equally, there's no expectation for it to go on forever. Right? In other words, you don't even need something to like change your chazaka, because it's not really a chazaka. So therefore, he says, you could prove from Nida to Zava, Zava to Nida. Says the Ramban, no, not true. That Hafsik Tara, probably both for Nida and Zava, is necessary. That we do assume she's Becheskes Raya until she does her Hafsik Tara. Yeah, of course, the Ramban knows that she's not going to bleed forever. But nevertheless, since she was bleeding, we don't know until she stopped, right? It's true, so it won't go forever, but maybe it'll stop tomorrow, maybe the next day. So until you go ahead and do the bdika, she is Becheskes Raya. But what about Shiva Nikiyim? What are the goal of Shiva Nikiyim? The goal of Shiva Nikiyim is something else. Shiva Nikiyim and Bedikos during Shiva Nikiyim is not just further strengthening the Hafsek Tara, as we saw before in the Rashba. Rashba said, you know, what is Shiva Nikiyim? Maybe that's sort of implied a little bit by that Baal Mor. What is Shiva Nikiyim? Bedikos Shiva Nikiyim is like further authentication of the Hafsek Tara, right? Hafsek Tara tells us something, but we're still not sure yet. Maybe it was just a stop temporarily. Well, Shiva Nikiyim and Bediko Shiva Nikiyim, whatever Bedikos you're going to require, are basically an Hafsek Tara, further Hafsek Tara. It's the same thing. Oh, and therefore, that's what the Rashba thought. It makes no reason to be machalik between the two of them. Now, they are both Lashitasam in another sugya. We're not there yet, but I'll just tell you because it's so gishmak, about the sugya of Dam Chimud. So with a little background, the Gemara has a story, we referred to it last time, which indicates there's a certain Amori, we didn't know about Dam Chimud, but the Chasam was away for 7 days, he showed up, they got married, because she was, she had those Shiva Nikiyim sort of unknowingly. That's what the Gemara says. So 1 second, what about the Hafsek Tara? So the Ramban says, you know what? You don't need to have Siktar for Shiva Nikiyim, for Dam Chimud. Why? Because what are we worried about? We're worried about a drop of blood in Ra'al Amat. But what? Ha ha ha. You will need Bedikah Shiva Nikiyim, right? But that's okay, because on day 7, she could do it. That's when, you know, the Chasim came back. Day 7, she did her Bedikah for the Shiva Nikiyim. It's good enough, right? Now, 1 second. This doesn't make any sense. If you don't need a Hafsek Tara, Kol Shekeni, you shouldn't need Bedikah Shiva Nikiyim. No, that's not true. That would be true if you thought Shiva Nikiyim and Hafsek Tara are doing the same thing. In fact, that's exactly what the Ramban Rashba says about him over there too. He says Hafsek Tara, Shiva Nikiyim, they're doing the same thing. So if you don't need Hafsek Tara, you shouldn't need Shiva Nikiyim either. But the Ramban says no, they're totally different purposes. Shiva Nikiyim, that's all Tzfira. Not because we actually think she's Raya. No, we don't expect her to be Raya, because this girl, if she saw anything, she saw a drop of blood, it disappeared. There's no cheskes mayana pasuach, so there's no reason for hafsek tara. But what is Shiva Nikiyim? We saw the Ramban doesn't think Shiva Nikiyim, Bedikah Shiva Nikiyim is just like an extended version of the hafsek tara. No, something totally different, serves a different purpose. So therefore, there's no reason why we wouldn't need it for the woman who's choshesh for dam chimud, right? The dinasphere or something else. It's to be machzik levarer, even though there's no chshash batzim, right? That's what he told us before. There is no chshash batzim. The Hafsek Tara did away with the chshash batzim. Still, there's a requirement. That's what the Ramban says. And the Rashba is l'shitaso. We already saw the Rashba by Shiva Nikiyim requiring chorin v'stakin, because if Hafsek Tara requires it, why should you be machalik? And the Rashba says she talks about Dam Chimud. He writes that 1 second, if you're going to say she doesn't need a Hafsek Tara because Ein Mayana Pasuach, so also she shouldn't need Bedikah Shiva Nikiyim either, right? Mali, what difference does it make, right? And therefore, for the Dam Chimud, Kol Shelo Yargisha B'Dam Toch Shiva Nikiyim, so Toch Shiva Nikiyim Karinin Behu, that's good enough, right? That is, by the way, the Rashba and Chidushim Samach Vav. Ahmed Aleph. So that's what he writes. And I'll read it to you also as Lashon in the Tarsa Bias, Arach. Avalisi Piske Hilchos Arayvid, Piske Ramban, Shelo tzricha haseftara val tzricha bedika toch sheva, right, by the dam chimud. Well, you're out of tila saif daitam. Ema sinu asaka rawa dalma af hi tzricha haseftara. Vimein tzricha haseftara. Ukevada hefsika tara mash visla hilkach. Hawil veina ela safik baalma. Af anu neomar shibacheskas tara kol sheva, right? Rashba doesn't understand this concept of the Ramban to say that there's a chilok, because he thinks they're both doing the same thing. But what does the Ramban say? They're doing two different things. So therefore, you know, it comes out sort of, is Shiva Nakiyan more kal or more chamer than Hefsek Tara? Well, actually, according to Ramban, the same idea makes it a kula in regular B'dika Shiva Nakiyan, they don't need chamer stakin, but a chumra in Dam Chima, that even though he didn't require Hefsek Tara, you'll still need B'dika Shiva Nakiyan. Oh, good. Good. So Adkan, we've seen in Rashba that the purpose that Shiva Nakim is basically to do the same thing as Hefsek Tara. But does that have anything to do with Sfira? So the answer is yes. The Rashba also mentioned Sfira here as well, right? We saw that in Ramban, but Rashba as well. But it's not a stira to what he says, because it's the requirement of Sfira that tells us that we shouldn't be machzik her as having stopped with the Hefsek Tara. When the Torah says you need Shiva Nakiyan, much like we saw in that lesson of the Balamor, right? When the Torah says, you know what, you need the Safrala, you know, so you need Sfira. Don't assume that the Hefsek Tara alone tells you that you stopped. No. You want to know you need to stop? You need Sfira. What does Sfira mechayev? Bedikos. And we see this in the Rashba in a couple of places, that the Bediko Shiva Nakiyam are Medin Sfira. And he uses a very interesting terminology, which also helps us a little bit understand the debate between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar. Right? Let's go back for a second. If you learn like Rabbi Akiva, so it seems pretty obvious that the Bediko Shiva Nakiyam are Medin Sfira. In fact, that's what he said. He says, you need it because you need Sfira and Lefaneinu. You need Sfira. But within a view of Rabbi Elazar, that we let you get away with one, that's not at all clear if it has to do with Sfira, right? Because once a day, that's Sfira. This would be like, you know, counting Sfira Omer once a week, but counting Yamin once a week, right? So that doesn't work. So maybe, according to Rabbi Elazar, we paskin like, especially Rav, which is who we also paskin like, we're to almost all the Rishonim. So that Lachar has nothing to do with Sfira. And especially if you learn that you could even do one in the middle. You know, where's the Sfira? Bishlam, maybe you can say, okay, if you do B'dika day one, it's like we'll count up to seven. Hey, maybe you can say if you do B'dika seven, well, like, you know, it's like Hanukkah, you know, we can count backwards or something like that through a Chasak Adashta. But day three? But Rashba does say it's Medin Sfira. But listen to how he says it. So first I'll read to you from the Lashon of the Mishmer Sabayis, by Zayin Shahe, where I think he says it most clearly. Amar Kosev, Manasa lo vikuach lev, sorry, Manasa lo vianuach levavenu, velitama kolkach vitzel, okay, we don't need all those polemics. Be'emes, kach nirim in adas, de anan, I want to tell you something, in Rabbi Parnas's shir, so he used to call on the guys to read, and he would expect them to read and translate. But when the Rishonim use harsh languages against each other, he wouldn't allow them to translate. Just the Rishonim could say that. We can't say that. The Rashba could say that about the Rav. We can't say that. So anyway. Be'emes kach nirim min hadas. De'anan lav sfur lefaneinu ba'inan k'rbi Akiva k'rbi Yeshua. In other words, the Rashba understood the Ra'ah in his rejection of the Ravim as requiring Sfur and Lefaneinu, even Alibad Elchasa. Says the Rashba, that's great for Rabbi Akiva, but we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, or even Rabbi Yeshua. Elisha Tispor Shiva Mukhazakin Betarak Rabbi Elazar. Right? That's all we need. We need Sfira Shiva Mukhazakin Betara. So he does mention Sfira, and what are we trying to do? We're trying to have Sfiras Shiva Mukhazakin Betara. And yes, even one Bedika does that. One Bedika does that. How? Through Chazaka, he says. Likewise, in Tars Bais Arach, Isha shefrisha betara biyom shepasku damim shela tzricha livdok atzma kol shivei me'asvira shesvorim bevdika lefaneinu. Now, zilchatchil, you need to go on bedika every day. Because even though we don't pass on the B'mekiva that Sforin Lefaneinu is Ma'akev, he says Sforin Lefaneinu is L'chatchila. What about Kas Maklal? Be'echad Mimei Asfira. Af al pishef sika mitara b'yom sheh posek es bo. L'achashmonu yamim badko matza Torah. Eina Torah. She'en kan Sforin Klal. That's possible because you don't have Sforin at all. So what do we need? We need Sforin. L'chatchila Sforin Lefaneinu. B'diavad Sforin but not Lefaneinu. For that, one bedika suffices. And that's what he says. So what do you need? Ella, what does one bedika do? That accomplishes that it's shetispor shiva muchzakin betar. In other words, and that's why any bedika during those seven would work, because that creates the chazaka, and the chazaka is what is a kiyum of svira. And what is the goal of svira? So that's what we know. That it reinforces that sektara to make sure that that there was in fact that sektara, that in fact she had been masakas. Oh. Okay, that's the first pshat in Rashba and this machlokas. We'll skip the second one, but I'll just tell you something interesting. That I was wondering, first I was more excited about this idea than a little less, but I'll share it anyway. If this machlokes between, let's say, we'll call it the Ramban and the Rashba, as to whether Hefsek Tara changes her status, might relate to an interesting debate between Tosfos and Rashi and Zvachim Daf Chav Tes Bet Aleph. What's going on over there? So the Gemara is trying to figure out what exactly is pickle. So we know, we of course, the conclusion, which is pickle is a machshava psula. But the simple meaning of the psukim sort of sound like, you know, what is pickle hu lo yiratzeh? If you eat it, lachar zmana, right? So the Gemara, so how do we know that it's a machshava psula b'shas maisa? So Gemara says, well, because it says pickle hu lo yiratzeh. It can't be that you're yotze already, and then you ate it chutz zmana, and now all of a sudden you're not yotze, right? So no such thing as being yotze and then being un-yotze. So the Gemara says, Mapito, we do find such a paradigm. What is that? Stira Shivanakim. Well, what does that mean? How is Stira Shivanakim? So Rashi says, Zav Zava Shapasku Mishila Limnosi Mesfir Sipuran Umanu Arba Khamishiyam. Right? And we know, and then they see that, and she goes back to scratch. Right? That's what he says. Says Tosis, what kind of rai is that? Fakasha Dainzek Kari Chez Kastahara. The Gemara says, sorry, I skipped, I should read that line, right? Why is Rashi says that what happens by Stiras Shiva Nikiyim? She's Bechez Kastahara, right? She makes it all into day five. Mamish, Mamish, Chez Kastahara. She's on day five, boom. It's all down the windows, down the tubes, right? So says Tosis, how could Rashi say that's Becheskas Tara? Ain't that called Becheskas Tara? That's not Becheskas Tara. I'll never demire b'shvi shalohen lachashataflo. Means what? She went, she got all the way through Shemekim. She got to day seven. Midoraisa, she can now go to Tefillah, do Tefillah in the middle of the day on day seven, mixes Yom Kikulo. And then after she went to the mikvah, now she sees Dam. Not only is she Tmei Mekan Laba, but she's Tmei Lefer. Gevalda. That's Taka. That's what the Gemara means when she says, well, she's Becheskas Tara, because she went to the mikvah, and she is Tara, right? And then she becomes Tmei. Good. So what are we going to say back for Rashi? So I thought that maybe, at least if you learn like the Ramban, then Rashi's pshat isn't so bad. Because, now I'm not saying Ramban would have to learn like Rashi over there, but we could begin to understand Rashi's pshat if you learn like the Ramban, because Ramban told us, what does Hefsek Tara do? He even uses the same lashon as the Gemara over there. It makes her Becheskas Tara. She is Becheskas Tara. In a sense, her status changes. Yeah, she can't go to the mikvah for another 7 days, She needs to count. But the Efzik Tara did something. She's Becheskes Tara. So therefore, we could say, oh, that's sort of like a case where she's Becheskes Tara and a Stira and the like. Whereas, again, certainly if you learn like the Rashba, then Rashi's Pshat is totally inconceivable, right? Because Efzik Tara doesn't do anything. Efzik Tara just says, seems like she might have been Mafzik, let's check. Let's wait 7 days and check, and we'll see. Right? But her status has not changed, like he says. She's still Becheskes Tumah. So it could be that that is another place where you might see an interesting manifestation of this debate. Again, the Balmor, Rashba on one side, Ramban, and Rashi on the other side.
Why do you like it?
I don't think it's wrong. I mean, I don't really realize it's wrong. It's still that Rashi, you could still object, even if you don't like the Ramban, you could still object to Rashi because even though the Ramban uses it, Lashon Becheskes Tara, but Becheskes Tara just means Becheskes in a roa, right? So therefore, it's still a chiddush to say that that's going to be a retroactive undoing of the thing. In other words, you don't have to, with Ramban, you don't go as far as what Rashi seems to be saying is a chalos. But as I said, I think Rashi would certainly have to like Ramban. And if you say like Ramban, then it's not, then to come out like Rashi isn't so shver. Okay. Are these bedikos, whatever exactly is required, derisa or not? Again, we saw the Rishonim refer to the requirement of bedikos as coming from Sfira. In Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara even says that, and in Rabbi Lazar, it's in the Rishonim. So, and other Rishonim also, the Rush, for example, says that the Indian of bedikos is Sfira. Right? The Lashon of the Rush, Perek Yud, Simon, Hey, is Aval Imlo, Badka Ad Yom Hashmini, Lo Mikri Sfurin, the Bedika Tol Sheva Bayim. Right? So, the Rishonim are saying that the lack of bedika means a lack of sfira, and there's a requirement for sfira. And again, they're saying it even within Rav Elazar. Elazar say for chinuch, parsa achri most mitzvah reish zayin is like this, even a little stronger. The after sheker davar ze kevin shatoret sivsa the safra la the gomer v'achar titar. So the question is, what exactly does that mean, right? What is Torah saying when it says safra? So we will see that maybe the safra is like Sfiras Omer, right? You actually have to count. And we'll talk about that probably next time. Famous Shla, who the Nobi Yehuda accused of adding a mitzvah, but the truth is, the Nobi Yehuda is a little bit dramatic, because even if you're going to argue that that's not the Pshat in Tosfos and Ksubos, in Tosfos Menachos, it is the Pshat. I mean, Tosfos Menachos asks, why don't we make a bracha? And his answer is, we don't make a bracha because Shema Tistor. It doesn't seem to be saying, why don't we have Sfira B'Peh? So, and there might be some other Rishonim who hold this as well, that there's a mitzvah of actual Sfira. But assuming we don't say like that, certainly most Rishonim and Halach L'maisa, there's no requirement for Sfira B'peh in this, anything like Sfira Saimer. So then what is exactly the Torah's Machadish by saying Sfira? So, well, what the Rash, what we just saw in the Chinuch and others, is saying is that you need a bedika. And L'halacha that means, you know, at least one bedika, maybe two bedikos. How is that a kiyum of sfira? So l'chora, what it's saying is that the idea of sfira is not to just presume she is tahora based off of her chazaka, based off of the Efzik Tara. In other words, the safra is telling us we need something more. And what is that more? Bedika. Now, it's sort of interesting because we'll see the Ramban in his Perashat HaTorah says a little bit differently. We'll get back to that a little bit later. But at least let's say what this Rush and the Chinuch and others seem to be saying is that. In other words, you need the Shiva Nikian to be Vadai, not just Chazaka. I think, if I recall, this was basically the thesis that Rustav was proposing in that share he gave here a couple months ago, if I recall correctly, right? In other words, in halacha, we need, there are different ways we know things. Typically in halacha, knowing something based on chazaka is sufficient, right? Menani mili, daltin barsar chazaka, the gemara chulin, we know there's such a thing as chazaka mekar, right? That, we have to know that this nega didn't shrink from the time that, the coin looked at it to the time he closed the door. And chazaka tells us as such, right? That's sufficient knowledge. There are times that chazaka is not sufficient. The Torah demands a higher level of knowledge, right? Mashal ma davar domeh. I think in the essays in the back of the Tosfos HaRashi brings this mashal. The sheets of the Rush as well by Kafta Achamim Nuyev, by Siri Vadin Lo Siri Safi. In other words, what the Torah is saying over there in the Drasha of Siri Vadai is saying, no, your regular, there it's saying, don't say bittel, right? You need Vadai. In other words, B'chol Tar Kula, we have a certain standard. And bittel is good enough. Rove is good enough, right? You have pieces of kosher meat, non-kosher meat mixed together. If rove is kosher, you could eat it. That's good enough. Sometimes the Torah says, no, it's not enough to rely on these types of presumptions. You need a vadai. And that's sort of what the Torah is saying over here when it says the safra. That's why B'dikos accomplished that. Safra doesn't mean vadai either. I mean, we don't say she needs to do a moch for 7 days straight. But what the safra is telling us is, you have to know more than the standard that we usually require for halachic knowledge or halachic presumption. And that's, the Rishonim are saying, Mara is saying, that's what Bedikos do. It's no longer just a chazaka anymore. Yeah, the Hefsektara, without the Torah having said Sfira, we would have said Hefsektara is enough. When the Torah says you need Sfira, it's not talking about counting. It's talking about a higher level of knowledge, namely not relying on chazaka. That is assuming, though, it's deraisa. It's not so clear that it's deraisa. That is the mashmos of the Rishonim who say the requirement is because of Sfira. But the Achronim point out that maybe not, maybe you don't need it. Take a look at Pisle Tshuva, Sefkatan Hei. Who quotes Bing Machlokas about this, Chavis Das, and this is the says that Kol Shaloi Badka Af Shaloi Hergisha Tmei Midoraisa, because you need Sphere Midoraisa, like we were saying. But then he says, look at the Chassam Sofer, who disagrees, and he says, maybe Hefsek Tara, that's Doraisa, for the reasons that we said, because not being aware of a Hargasha doesn't show us anything in terms of her having stopped, because maybe Mayana Pasuach. But if you do Hefsek Tara and Mayana Sasam, then yeah, a lack of Hargasha should be enough. Therefore, can't be Midaraisa. Can't be Daraisa. Or at least, if you don't actually need a Bedika to be Makayan this, put it that way. Sphere is obviously Daraisa. So take a look over there. The Chassam Sofer agrees with the Chavis Das that you need Bedikos Midaraisa, but he thinks like Sima Slave is enough, because it doesn't, the Sira requires Bedikos, but who says Bedika? The only way to do Bedika is with a Bedika cloth, right? And fine. So that is the discussion. So Lemaisa, as we mentioned before, is it deraisa or not? So maybe you can back a little bit from the deraisa, from the Beis Yosef, that it is deraisa. The Beis Yosef, at the end of the day, is discussing how many bedikos you need to do. As we said, most Rishonim say just one bedika is enough, and even at any point during Shiva Nikim, it's good enough. But there are some Rishonim who say you need two. And he writes, Shu iser, suffik iser kares. Now, Stam, it's chiddush to say we're talking about Sefer Yerkayis because Pashto she's a nida, not a zava. So okay, no. So we could say yeah, but the zera for Kohen Shavu Nakiyim says we treat her as a suffix zava. But okay, so but it's not a suffix Yerkayis because bedikos aren't required midaraisa. If you think that they're not required midaraisa, so you get the impression from the Beis Yosef that he thinks no. That bedikos are required midaraisa, and therefore, if you have a suffix about how many bedikos you need, one or two, so that's a shayla of a suffix is or kares. That's the pashtus. In other words, just to say, it's not like every time we have a shayla nida, just because nida is deraisa, we're machmir, right? Like for ksamim, all over the place. And we're going to say, oh, you have to be machmir and ksamim shaylas because nida is a suffix is or kares. We say, no, since in this particular shayla of nida, it's only a chumer de rabbanan, so then we could be makel in certain seikos. But this lashon, I don't know if it's mochrach. You could say since nida is deraisa, even though bedikos aren't deraisa, but nida is suffix is or kares. But that's probably the pashtus. There's a very nice tshuva. We don't have time to go into it now, I guess. And it was Moshe Chelek Aleph. Siman Tzadi Dalet about Bedikos being within Sfira, and he goes through the Sugya very beautifully and explains how this is. And in terms of the question of how many Bedikos, like we said, I guess we'll start with that next time. Okay, so we'll start with next time, how many Bedikos? And that question that we raised, interesting question, which is, why is it that let's say, according to Rav, 0.7 works, but not 0.8. Like, why can't you just say, okay, if I do 0.8, I won't count the first day of my Shavu Nakiyim. Because my Shavu Nakiyim, I'll just say my Shavu Nakiyim counted and started the next day. I did my Hefsek Tara on the Sunday night, and my Shavu Nakiyim started on Tuesday. Well, why can't I say that? I mean, say, who said, is that because you made a decision? Like on Sunday, Monday, you were planning to make that your Yom Rishon? Or is that automatic? I mean, let's say she was Poleta Shechazera on that first day on Monday. Then Tuesday could count as your first day. And then your last day would be whatever, the eighth day. It's an interesting question to think about. Like what automatically starts things up? Or maybe not. Is it your decision? Is it automatic? Something to think about. You had a question?
No, I'm just wanting just to clarify. You said last year that for Sifgud we should...
Yeah, for Sif Yud, you have two choices, and they're both fine. One choice is just skip it entirely.
We're going to do this, and
we'll do it when we do Makkah. The other choice is, if you want, read the Torah Beis Yosef quickly, you look at the Shulchan Aruch, you look a little bit at the Rishach. You want to know what it says, but certainly the details, like those the long, dark emotion, the like, the differences between Yadua, Shemotzi, Dam, that stuff we're going to get back to.
You should still do
Yid Aleph. Yeah, and then go on. Yid Aleph, everything, the rest. The only thing we're skipping is Sif Yud.
So who's saying that
Zava
is not
Zakaris? No, Zava isn't a Zakaris. I was saying that, do we really think that she's a Zava? Meaning to say, the odds are, like, I'm very, very certain that she's a Nida, right? Okay. But maybe, so that's the question. What's the gather of that Takana? Okay, have a good day.